work overkill here and give this on Triple M, hopefully around the nation. I understand we're not going out in some states at the beginning there, Mr. Marsden.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I have no idea.
Let's start the show all over again. Let's do it.
You want to start it all over again?
Come on. Let's go. All right.
Okay, here we go.
Got him with him. Enough of that.
What's going on? Did somebody not plug something in?
I don't know. I can't work it out.
People of Brisbane missed some gold, didn't they?
It was amazing. Some of the best Brisbane material ever.
Who are these people, you may be saying? It's myself, Tony Martin, in Canberra.
I'm always worried when we do those that people are going to be pushed away by the trivia, by the arcane references to Stephen Sagal. But no. More callers than ever.
They love it.
Even when we were talking about irregular shaped video boxes.
That's a good, the craze reach. That was a beauty.
Yeah. The one where you pulled out the craze that had the blood in it.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that was
the old VHS covers. We've had someone, Mark, has called in to say he worked at a video shop that had a porno film. Possibly one in the Electric Blue series.
Some sort of craze thing on the front.
Scratch and sniff panel. Lasted 2 days, he reckons. I know. Doesn't bear thinking about. Listen to this. Andrew says, to finally end this nonsense on your show about how did Superman cut his hair. They showed it on that TV show with Dean Cain. Do you remember that one?
That's why no one knew. That's why no one saw it.
Lois and Clark, they placed kryptonite just close enough to Superman's head to weaken the strength of his hair, and then they can give him a haircut.
What Joe Bailey does. Celebrity hairdresser Joe Bailey. I've seen him do that to Kerry Ann.
That's a little bit of kryptonite.
Yeah. Just to soften her up a bit. Give it a chop.
How's that? Superman worked that out. But it was their distance testing?
Yeah, I think so.
Bit closer. I'm glad that's finally been put in.
Oh, gosh. Hey, Rich, I might need something here. Listen to this. Film piracy is now a misdemeanor in New York City. The summer blockbuster movie season just ahead. We're all looking forward to that. Mayor Bloomberg has signed legislation on Tuesday that upgrades film piracy from a violation with a $250 fine to a misdemeanor that carries up to 6 months in jail and penalties of $5,000.
Wow. 6 months in jail for video piracy.
So if you're found with a pirated copy of, Pirates of the Caribbean 3, you could be in jail. It also says here that people found with pirate copies of Save the Last Dance will be ordered to undergo counselling.
No change from that dollar.
A dollar?
It's not even Friday. Normally, we wait till Friday before things
get. Segue, though, isn't it? Do you want to talk budget?
Oh, yeah, the budget. It's for not stopping. Come back, listeners. Yeah. I know there's no more boring subject than the budget, but I did speak to Peter Costello about it earlier today. And, they do that thing now, the politician. Doesn't matter whatever you say to them. You'll see this on Laurie Oakes. They'll just ignore the question and just repeat whatever catchphrase they've come up with.
Like I've been soft on something.
Yeah. I got a fair bit of that from Peter Costello.
Mr. Costello, I don't really understand the budget. Could you explain what you're going to do in layman's terms? Well, the way I put it is this. The Commonwealth is not going to go up right now. We're not going to borrow. Commonwealth government is not going to borrow.
No,
we're not going to borrow. The Commonwealth government is not in the business of borrowing.
No.
And just in case you had any doubt, the Commonwealth is not going to borrow.
No.
We're not going to borrow.
Right. And you've thought about this?
This is a long-term issue. We've thought about this a lot.
And you've come to the conclusion that
we're not going to borrow.
Right.
The Commonwealth government is not in the business of borrowing. We are not going to borrow.
Now, what about after the election?
Well, I'm not going to speculate on what might happen after the election.
Right.
My focus is this week's budget, and the Commonwealth is not going to borrow.
Right. I think that's been well and truly established.
Well, I'm just making the point that we are not going to borrow.
I know you are.
And that's what we'll be doing.
I know.
What we're planning to do here is...
Don't say
we are not going
to borrow. All right, just drop it.
Well, let me make this point.
No, because I know what it's going to be.
But
now, without using the words not and borrow, could you explain in simple terms what you hope to achieve with this budget?
I don't think so.
Come on, give it a go.
We will not.
Don't say borrow.
Spend.
Yeah.
More.
Right.
Then. We have. Well done.
We will not borrow.
Oh, let's change tack completely.
Borrow.
Stop it. I hear you're going to be riding a float at this year's Gay Mardi Gras.
I don't think so.
No, I've heard you're wearing a military uniform but nude from the waist down.
I'll leave that alone, if you'll pardon me.
No, come on, what do you call yourself again?
The Chief Steward of the Australian Economy.
Thank you, Mr. Costello.
We are not going to borrow.
I think of myself as the Chief Steward of the Australian Economy. What, you mean the Federal Treasurer?
That might be it.
What, if you think of yourself as the Federal Treasurer of Australia?
He's going to start wearing a sash.
The one you run presents
Chief Steward of the Economy.
I can see that your soup is going cold.
It's the soup course.
Nicky and I are enjoying a delicious soup.
No, Richard, you may not have a bite, or a slurp, if it were.
There's five courses throughout the show.
Clearly, people need to eat, so let's have a song. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'll get this. Suddenly, I see hearing this around the nation on Triple M. Thanks to the increased pulling power of the Mr. Navarra, we've been able to correct the satellite, and we're now going out in Brisbane, Sydney, Adelaide, and Melbourne.
Booyah.
Just as well. I think we were only going out to the office for the beginning.
I know what happened.
I was testing poorly too.
The worm was going south.
That's too neat.
Remember what we heard over the PA this morning?
What did we hear?
Come on.
Oh, there was all staff to the boardroom for a brainstorm. Why didn't you go? Didn't you tell me you've been invited to a brainstorm?
Yeah, I've been invited to a brainstorm.
A brainstorm. I still don't know what a brainstorm
is. I'm going to find out. I found a weak link.
This is where people wear capes.
Yeah.
The energy captain.
The energy captain wears a cape.
Is this where people just word associate?
Oh, that is. Okay, so I'll say, like, breakfast cereal.
Smashing, fantastic, unbelievable.
Go, Rich.
Breakfast cereal.
Muesli.
No,
yeah, see, that's too literal, brother.
Too literal.
Too literal.
No, but it could be.
Okay,
it's the word association.
No, you need words that have energy. Pow!
Yeah, yeah.
Knockout!
Okay, Cocoa Pops.
Crunch. Crunch. Crunch is good.
Yeah.
Crunching prices.
Yeah, yeah. You can wear the cape for a while.
There's no brainstorm.
Hello to everyone who has workplace brainstorm.
I came up with a fugitive.
Did you?
Yeah, I did actually.
Well, that was your idea.
Yeah, no, it was. So I'm a brainstorm king.
You are? That was just your idea.
The radio fugitive?
Yeah, that was mine.
Really?
Mm.
It was just a dude wandering around you had to find.
No, well, what it was, I came up with...
Wasn't that an American idea that somebody stole?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Yeah, serious, did he go?
No, what it was, well, I came up with the idea of trying to find one man in a town in Adelaide, and then it got brainstormed and worked, and then it became...
Well, wasn't the fugitive, like, called off because of safety issues pretty much as soon as it got started?
So your idea was...
No, it got taken on. A lot of other stations took it on and had a man in a white suit, some other guy in a convertible just fishing out cash. Became much more, too much
got bastardized. It wasn't about the truth. See, Rich, your idea was just to follow a guy around for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, and you thought you'd turn it into something.
No, honestly. What, police? No, this is a radio promotion. What are you talking about?
What about this for an idea? I just followed Matthew McConaughey around for ages.
Take photographs.
I don't know if you're Australian enough, Richard Martin.
No. I'm suggesting
you're an Australian.
Well, I've got all my radio ideas from America, so possibly.
Oh, you're taking that on? Look at that. Yeah. I was just guessing.
Better music variety, that was yours, wasn't it?
He can't wait till we go to a song and it'll be...
Did you hear that, for real?
Yeah.
Did you hear that was an American idea?
Really?
Who said that? Who said that?
And Dobbo would know that?
Yeah.
Am I going to be in trouble?
Yes, you will be in trouble.
No. Is he Australian enough, Ed Cavalier?
No. Quick test, Australian enough test. Now, I don't really remember why we're doing this, Rich, but I found it on my desk this morning and I thought, he's been getting away with it for too long.
Mm.
Ready, Richard?
Yeah.
So, let's get into the quiz zone. What is Ricky Ponting's test batting average?
Yeah.
can I take back my aunties for a big refund?
Yes, and here, the tiebreaker here. Complete this song lyric. We're not in the quiz zone anymore. No. I'm sorry. As the chief steward of the Australian economy.
But you bet some.
We're not in the quiz zone anymore. Where's that quiz zone?
Quiz zone.
Song lyrics ever written. There's been a poll.
Yeah.
I don't know about these ones. Singer Desiree has won.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to see a ghost as the side I fear most. I'd rather have a piece of toast. This is the worst song ever written.
Feel so high? Or is it life or one of those Desiree?
I don't know. Snap came second. I'm as serious as cancer when I say rhythm is a dancer.
Yeah.
Razor Light said, and I met a girl. She asked me my name. I told her what it was. That's actually quite good.
Yeah,
probably worked for her.
Who is Rihanna?
Rihanna. She did the. She invented the riff for Tainted Love.
Oh, right.
She got in a time machine, invented the riff, and took it back.
That thing where people do a song that's ripped off, like Gangsta's Paradise,
yes,
or Can't Touch This, and then they think they're great. And then, of course, the next single comes out and it's rubbish
because they didn't have the
other thing to rip off. They didn't have anything stolen in there.
Yes.
So Rihanna, the latest, I hear it Under My Umbrella.
No.
It's a song, you can feel yourself getting stupider.
Oh, I love these.
As the lyrics go, listen to these lyrics.
What about Jamelia? She wrote goes to the same song, lyric writing tool as Jamelia. Remember that first song? Everybody's talking about A-O, A-O. I'm constantly talking A-O. That's all I can do.
We need a piranha task force to round these people up.
Ooh,
Ella.
Oh, what else?
A-A-A.
Yeah.
Good.
That's fantastic.
I like it.
I do like it, though, when a word gets changed to fit the scan. Oh, you know, when there's not enough syllables in the word.
Mm.
Jim Rogers did a fantastic one. What is that song where he talks about a Bowie compilation tape?
And I cannot say the word compilation anymore. It's compilation as far as I can imagine.
All right, what is the worst lyrics ever written? We may get to that later in the program, but oh, that budget.
Oh, doesn't it look interesting?
Sexy.
We've got some bombshells coming up soon. I'll get there.
Dreamworld. That's the Shadow Minister for the Environment and Band here at Get This on Triple M around the nation. People have been calling in with their bad song lyrics. Ian called in to say that Toto's Africa has... Until we get to the lyric, there's a bit about...
Oh, my God.
He just says the bit about Mount Kilimanjaro.
He goes... And do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti.
So one mountain rises like another mountain.
Yeah.
That's the idea, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, can we go worse than that?
Well, I know Nickelback.
Off the playlist.
Yeah, I know.
And it's out of town.
It's also like shooting fish in a barrel a little bit, you know, because there's so many songs, but... Feeling Way Too Damn Good was the name of one of their early singles.
Yeah.
And it's got a lyric here that is kind of icky. Anyway, take a listen to this.
We gotta make love just one more time.
No. Open the door.
Can we not?
It's just so wrong.
It's just the hair in there.
That's awful.
It is awful.
That's like that Easy E line in one of his rap songs where he's talking about a girl and he says, she's bad, nobody is bad, but she got more crabs than a seafood platter.
Oh, yeah.
Very popular on the playground.
Not as bad as Under My Umbrella. Ella. Ella.
Ah,
I'm telling you.
She sold a million copies.
Hello, Bakers.
Hi, Bakers.
The Bakers have started to email in and thank us for Get That.
Stop, Bakers.
Get That is the best of Get This. Tasty Bunch Bakers goes out at the prime niche-friendly time of 6 o'clock on Sunday morning.
To get up.
Look at this. Have a look at that bloke there. That is a baker listening to our show.
As he attacks a piece of pastry.
Look at him go. Elbows deep in dough.
That's Luke Staniforth. Hello, Luke.
Luke.
He's one of our Get That listeners.
Look at all those trays of bread.
And once you encourage people to send photos, then you get photos like this. Oh, dear.
What have you got? Remember Caporal?
Yep. People wearing capes to work?
Yeah.
This bloke here.
What's he doing?
Rowan.
Yeah, Rowan.
He's Rowan Mount, in fact. That's his name. Says the question is not are you capable, but are you capable, Sack?
Oh, no. I don't want to.
There it is. That's his ball sack.
That's his ball sack.
And this is tape.
He's made a cape for it.
Would that have won?
I don't think that would have won.
It's nice. No, thank you for making a cape for it, Rowan. You should sell these at the markets.
Yeah.
April is well and truly over.
That is awful.
It's over forever now.
He's used a face washer and an extremely tight rubber band. And he's not sent it in the correct month. He's sent it in, well, possibly correctly, during this May.
Oh, so who looks the idiot?
Me.
The left one.
I'm the one holding it.
Can you hold it away from me, please? Hey, what about Elliot Burley?
Hi, Burl.
Elliot Burley wants us to celebrate Fezbuary. I'm expecting we'll be sacked by Fezbuary, but if we're still here, we'll give it a crack.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
He wants everyone wearing a little red fez like Mustafa in the Austin Powers movie.
Farrell, I think. Whoops, going back to the movie show.
Yep.
Okay, that's all the mail out of the way. What about stories from the news? What have you got there, Kevley?
Oh, Tony, it wasn't really bad.
Okay, what about this? Volcano eruption in Hotel Foyer.
What happened?
A Minnesota guest fled a U.S. hotel in terror after a mock volcano erupted unexpectedly. The 7-meter volcano at the Edgewater Hotel and Water Park was made of plastic. Guests escaped into the car park after it started belching smoke, shooting flame, and spewing lava. Smoke lava. What happened, Dave? Oh, we've been waiting for hours. Oh, a volcano erupted in the hotel. A mock volcano. Wouldn't it be good if a lot of really B-list movie actors were staying at the hotel and all got trapped in the foyer by oozing mock lava at the fashion of bridge from some sofas, like a really bad version of When Time Ran Out. Stephen Baldwin sucked into the lava, sacrificing himself to save Ally Sheedy.
Wouldn't that be great? A fake
B-list movie actor eruption.
Fantastic.
Chad Nelson will save the day there.
I don't know why Stephen Baldwin would be in town, though.
Launching the Biodome range of restaurants, perhaps. Hey, that's a good theme restaurant for bad movie actors.
That's a good idea.
Oh, good.
We do that today?
We got the budget to get
to. Oh, sorry. Listen to this. Man forced to marry goat. A man in Sudan was forced to marry a goat after the goat's owner caught him red-handed in a relationship with my goat, as the owner put it. Suddenly I heard a goat noise. The goat made a loud noise. Immediately I rushed outside to find Mr. What's his name? Was naked and engaged in a relationship with my goat. When I asked him what they were doing there, he fell off the back of the goat, so I captured him and tied him up.
Wow.
Huh?
When I asked him what he was doing.
Yeah, exactly. What are you doing? Helping the goat. Just helping it.
Was he wearing a tiny cape downstairs?
He was, a washcloth. They said I should not take him to the police, but rather let him pay a dowry for my goat because he used it as his wife.
Okay.
And this reminds me, I was up in Sydney, as you know.
Reminds you.
Sorry?
It's I'm pretty frightened.
My halcyon days. Remember I went up to Sydney and I said I was going to do some ADR for that dodgy film?
Oh, yeah, we've got to get to that.
Right? And the director said, oh, yeah, I was doing my ADR and I saw something. I said, what's
ADR
that?
Is when you redo your lines so they weren't recorded properly.
Yeah, because we didn't have any sound on the camera that day.
Yes.
And I said, what's that? That's a new scene. What's that? And he went, oh, it's something. We put it back and it was him dressed as a hick. right? Yeah. It looks sort of dressed as Yahoo Serious, having sex with a goat in a paddock. And I said,
this is one of the new things.
This is a new thing that he's added to try and help the sale.
This is a real Australian film called Meat Pie.
And I said,
currently struggling for a release. Can you believe that?
I said, you can't show this. You can never show this in a cinema. This thing can never be shown. And apart from anything else, the goat looks really bored.
We're living with a sex with goat nanny state.
Any goat nanny state.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. All right.
I think that's all our sex with goats news out of the way. Who said we're too niche?
Not me.
What about that budget?
It's kidding. I'm so bored. I like that idea that we were talking about.
What?
Theme restaurants.
Yeah, let's do that.
No, well, we've got to do the budget. I don't know why.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we will do theme restaurants.
Yeah, go for it.
Maybe this conversation should happen during the ad.
Right.
Plenty of rocks and one or two socks.
To the Nissan Navara with more pulling power. That is a blokey truck. Is it blokey enough for the people in this room?
Come on. Oh, yep. Whatever.
Come on, let's give them some blokey music. It's Triple M, for God's sake.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's have some rock. Come on, Richard, hit the guitar.
Okay.
Okay. This is rocking enough. You're going to have to sing it. I'll give you some rock. Here we go. Trio here at, we'll get this, around the nation on Triple M, where it's time to stamp.
I don't.
Stop showing me that picture of the man with a cape on his ball sack.
Ed, I'll raise your picture of
Don't do it.
And look at Tree
no.
Man.
Oh.
Tree Man.
Yeah, okay. That's from Zoo Magazine. Oh. What's going on in Ed? I think we're sizzling this for later. Ed's got something from Crystal's column. Crystal is going to be taking part... It takes two.
Just leave a gap for everyone to make the joke themselves.
Yep.
Boom.
Okay.
We all know what it is.
Now, the problem is, I've worked it out. Why do these people infuriate us so? It's not because if you're on one reality television show and then you go away and you do a couple of nightclub appearances, you know, you have a few free shots of Bacardi and you never heard from again, no dramas. It's because there's always somewhere to go. You know, after the Big Brother, all right, well, then we go on these takes two. And then you kind of claw your way onto, like, you know, Celebrity Pottery. And then you're on Better Homes and Gardens talking about the best garden gnome of the month. And it just goes on and on and on.
It infuriates us because they do nothing and they're so much more well-known and successful than us.
Yes. Is that what it's about? Yeah, but they're not doing it.
I wish I was a swimmer so I could get a Logie.
They're not climbing
Talkback Mountain.
This is budget night.
Wow.
What will Peter Costello be driving?
Wearing?
Oh, is that right?
First question.
You think he needs a red carpet makeover?
Billy Wilkins. Who are you wearing? Ron Bennett.
All right. I don't know if there's going to be any bombshells. This Laurie Oak sent me to sleep with his analysis. He called though it was. But you remember last year? Costello's budget speech, he was fixated on just one... big-ticket item. Have we got that speech from last year?
Mr. Speaker, in the five-year period from 2004-05, we have allocated $12.7 billion to the bionic ear. This budget continues the government's strong commitment to the bionic ear. The strength of Australia's military will always remain the bionic ear. Tonight I am announcing a new comprehensive tax reform plan with three parts. First, the self-employed would be able to claim a full deduction for the bionic ear. Second, The government will seek the cooperation of state governments to maintain their contribution in real terms to the bionic ear. Yeah. And third, the government will provide $200 million to establish up to 10 new funds in a new round of the Bionic Ear Investment Fund program. Yeah. It is estimated around 370,000 people will receive this additional Bionic Ear. Yeah. In addition to this, this budget takes progress much further with a range of measures, including changes to make the Bionic Ear more attractive, aligning thresholds for small business to simplify eligibility for the Bionic Ear, and simplifying and extending access to the Bionic Ear. Yeah. Mr. Speaker, this is a budget which will build opportunities for the Bionic Ear, and I commend the bill to the House. Yeah.
I tried to start a fund. Didn't get a call back.
What's going to happen tonight? What do you think, listeners, will be amongst the budget bombshells?
What do you want?
What do you want?
You can see some cash for.
Because, you know, you're a taxpayer.
What kind of investment are you looking for?
It's your money that he's giving back to you. Mm. So we want what's going to be in the speech.
Mm.
And maybe what else is going to happen? What do you want?
I'd like to think the Chaser boys are going to somehow sabotage.
Come on, boys.
Get in there. What's your night of knowing?
That's a Lokis.
Yeah,
it sounded hilarious. And yet, they're just constantly berated.
Oh, you'll never be invited again.
How dare you?
Organisers are furious. How dare they bring entertainment to the Logies?
Isn't that red carpet business?
They were pouring white powder on the red carpet.
Yeah, yeah. But you watch that red carpet business, it's just an ad.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a series of product names.
What are you wearing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, laser hook.
Okay, well, I'm going to come dressed in a giant thing of toothpaste if I go next year. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing Colgate.
Maximum dental freshness. In store.
We have to interrupt this stream of product names to go to some ads.
Yeah. So good on the Chaser boys. I'd like to think they'll be in there pantsing the treasurer, doing something like that.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. On Sunday night, I bumped into the priest that was meant to be involved in some sort of guerrilla sketch they had lined up.
They were giving Richard Wilkins the last rites.
Something like that, but yeah. I bumped into the guy. But he couldn't get into the Logies, so yeah, I've never seen a priest look so forlorn.
Oh,
it was very disappointing.
He wasn't hot enough.
Yeah,
wasn't he? He's
not wearing the right collar.
All right, what do you think's going to be in there?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I was really looking for callers.
Sandwiches. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Bay Marie, Levy.
That'd be good.
Yeah, I just look. I always want the same thing. I just want more money towards, like, you know, TV production stuff.
Make some TV shows.
All right. Make some TV shows.
I mean, we've got What's Good For You and I Should Be Dead.
But is that enough?
Something for Gus to appear in.
You know, what about something along the lines of, is this good for you? I shouldn't be alive.
Now, those are already out there. I'm looking for, like, a cross-promotion between the two.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have eaten this.
Yeah. There you go.
A show called I Shouldn't Have Eaten This.
The thing is, you're just sitting there thinking, I shouldn't have eaten this.
Yeah.
What do you want, Mr. Martin?
Okay, what about the people who don't have any kids? Because you've got the baby bonus.
Yeah,
you've got this childcare rebate, because it's all about the family.
It's all about the family.
But where's our cash? You know, like, I mean,
single people.
The rest of us.
Deliberately barren type.
Yes, that's right.
What are you hoping for, Rich?
Well, I wouldn't mind just a $4,000 check in the mail.
Oh, right.
You know, just, you know what I'm saying?
We have got benefits for families, rebates for families, childcare rebates, and for Richard Martin, Series 4 of The Wire.
Thank you.
On DVD.
That's all I want. Yeah, just like a single weird guy rebate.
What do you want to hear Mr. Costello say tonight, people? What do you want to see him do? What do you want to brighten up and, you know, sex up the budget broadcast, because it's usually tedious. Give us a call, 133353.
I get knocked down.
Something song here. Hear this on Triple M around the nation. Hey, Australia, it's budget night.
Oh, no, it's not, says Labor.
Enough out of you, Bongiorno.
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 It's a good name for a band.
Bongiorno. Just doing Bon Jovi covers at the beginning.
That's how you
meet the breath.
That'd be good.
Too many good ideas on the show. The listeners are full of them, because what are we going to hear tonight out of his Costello's mouth? Maybe something more coherent than this thing.
Yeah.
Hi. You got there.
Hey, John. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Oh, good, man. What are we going to hear?
Well, the removal of the GST.
Oh, Everything's so much cheaper now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Petrol has gone up how many dollars in the last year?
Yeah, the idea was everything was going to go up massively. But
10 years ago, yeah. I think they had some sort of debate. This guy thought that the GST would be good. One of the reporters asked him, what are the benefits of the GST? He could not give them an answer.
It was going to get rid of the black economy. No one would be able to pay for anything in cash. Although, every single person that comes to my house wants to be paid in cash. From drug dealers to plumbers.
What about the Greeks? How can we not pay something in cash?
Exactly. No cultural sensitivity, that GST.
Oh, there's so much racism these days. It's disgusting.
Everything's more expensive. But the taxation system is so much simpler. It's
so much simpler.
Everyone used to be able to do your tax once a year. Oh, yeah. I don't know, anyone running a company.
Yeah. You've got your payroll tax, your group tax, your BASF, your...
And the tape, I know, but I think you still have to pay it. Right now we've got the GST.
Hi, Chris.
How you going, boys?
No, we're good. What are we going to hear tonight?
Got to say, love the show.
Thanks, mate.
I can hear Johnny Howard saying he wants to boost ministerial tracksuits by $6 million.
Absolutely. 2 million ministers out there, no tracksuits on the morning.
Not enough power walking.
Not enough power walking.
Also, boys,
yeah.
I've got a lookalike for you. Movie Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Remember when he pulled his eyes back and his nose forward?
Yeah.
Doesn't that surprisingly look like Galen?
Oh, good job. A deformed Beetlejuice.
For Galen.
It's very good, sir. They've finally done Beetlejuice 2, and I read it somewhere, it's going straight to video. Maybe Galen's in it.
Yeah.
I can explain it. All right.
Thanks, Chris. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Good, guys. How you going?
Excellent. What are we going to see tonight?
I think Mr. Costello should rename himself PC and the Liberals, and he should do a hip-hop.
A rapping budget. Because we've already had Justice Michael Kirby in the yellow suit doing a bit of rapping this morning.
He could call himself PC Diddy or something if he wanted to.
That'd be good.
That's right. There was Carl Rove in the United States at the Correspondents' Dinner. Busted out some moves.
What a crew.
Just one more thing quickly.
Yeah.
I think the baby bonus thing sucks. I don't have kids and I don't want to pay for other people to have kids.
Absolutely right. Not unless you get to watch, hey, Dave?
Yeah.
What?
I'll help them practice if they like
it. Come on, Dave. don't be like that.
Nerds, single, weird loners are being ignored by this budget.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Excellent. What do you want to see?
I would like to see the return of Round the Twist.
We are going to spend the $7 billion we've accumulated on a new series of Round the Twist.
Exactly. Get some more ideas going, guys. It shits me to tears. The same episodes every single time we have a free period.
What about the Saddle Club people?
I mean, they'll be annoyed.
Saddle Club lobby.
Yeah.
One more thing, guys.
Yeah. Why not?
I was just wondering when the return of Cavalier's Kitchen is coming back.
Oh, that's it, Ryan. That's a very good idea. I've moved on to soup, my friend. So there's a whole new. I've moved on to soups, so there's a whole new bag in there.
Every day is Cavalier's Kitchen in here.
My glasses.
I've heard about the.
My glasses steamed up. Forces after.
Okay, well, I think we've got time for one more.
Ryan, that was brilliant. Jane, how are you?
Budget bombshell.
Jane, how are you?
Oh, good, guys. How are you?
I'm excellent. We're excellent. What, your bombshell?
I think we should have an extra baby bonus payment of about $750,000 per baby.
Wow.
So all the 16-year-old mums and dads can buy massive big plasmas to watch Big Brother.
That's a great idea. You get those two for the same. They don't teen pregnancy. Buying a plasma television.
Absolutely.
That's a double win there.
And the bigger the telly, the less parenting required. Isn't that how it works?
That's exactly right.
If you can get the figures on television to actually be life size, you can trick them into thinking that those are their parents.
Or they're in the house themselves.
Teletubbies are all your own. Exactly, that's what I mean.
Good ideas for a better Australia.
Thank you very much.
Let's hope we see some of these tonight, thanks to everyone.
It's very anti-family, our budget.
Well, nobody's flying the flag.
They're single, weird, loaded.
They just are. They get nothing out of it. Okay.
Happy to help.
The new election battleground.
Happy to help.
The computer wore tennis shoes crowd.
Someone's here to introduce some common sense to the program in the next hour. We're going to work. We haven't seen her for ages. We love her. She's going to be here. Jane Kennedy.
Tens of thousands of performers working together to create the effect.
Peter Costello to give me the stacks of money so I can go out and get lots of babysitters.
There you go.
Is that reasonable?
Then fair enough. Just before you nod off, Jane, we need you to help us out with here's the subject I'm sure you'll be interested in, relationship deal breakers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When someone says, I'll be married to you or go out with you, but not unless...
Okay, that's
interesting. Have you ever tried to change somebody? Have you ever laid down the law?
Only about garbage things. Yeah,
it could be as simple as that.
Yeah.
I think this is right.
I think there'll be many women nodding around the nation.
It's going to be an ugly old hour here at Get This. That's Billy Idol from his well-remembered drum machine period here at Get This on Triple M. Myself, Tony Martin, and Cavalier, Richard Martin pushing buttons. And we love it whenever this woman emerges from her massive stack of children. And have a word, it's Jane Kennedy.
It's like having a crèche at your house. It would be fine if you wanted to work in a
crèche. Yeah.
I really don't want to.
Have you got little sailor's outfits for all of them?
Well, I've actually taken the Liz Hurley way of dressing my son. Well, have you seen the clothes he puts the child in?
Right.
It's Little Lord Fauntleroy. And also, Elma Thurston has a penchant for the puffy pirate shirt.
Yeah.
And some of her stuff.
I always get upset when Angelina Jolie's kid Maddox, who's so much cooler than I am. He's got like really good shoes and a mohawk.
He is way cooler.
Such a good DJ, though. Yeah. How old is the oldest?
Six, just turned six.
Right, so is and, that someone on the internet?
She did say to me, Mum, if you go on www.blacks.com, it's like I can do a game and stuff.
That's true.
And I went, So, yeah, she's just started to go on it.
So,
you won't encourage it.
What is Blacks?
It's a big-headed, sort of based, I guess, on Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton type of doll. So we really don't want to encourage to be in the house, but unfortunately... They are ubiquitous.
So you get the doll on a normal size, don't feed it, and it just sort of drains itself away so it's nice and skinny and a massive head?
Well, yes, and it has this other rather strange affectation, and it's a little bit Heather Millsy, I have to say, because the feet are removable.
Oh, okay.
And so instead of the, you know, as children you used to dress up your dolls and have to put boots on them, now you just snap off the foot and snap on the boot part.
Kids can reenact the film Saw.
That's fun.
Grindhouse. And so the thing is, you'll have someone in a couple of years that can do all the preferences on your email for you.
That will be, although you know that I'm a tech head, so I'll have the class coming to me.
Do you know how to... Ed knows how to do this. You know how to download TV shows illegally?
Of course I do.
Great. Do you partake, Jay?
Of course not. That would be extremely illegal.
Jane is not going to partake. She's a respected journalist around here.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Triple M, this is where we first met, Jane, reading the news on Triple M. And this is really everyone listening around the network. This is going to freak you out. many, many years ago, this was the theme song for the news.
Triple M News.
That's right, and so you would sit there, and every time the ad break would end, and then you would have to push a button, and that would come on, right?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, I used to push lots of buttons, yes.
So you would push that button, and that theme music would come on, and then when it had finished, you would speak quite seriously. So the news. And what we would do occasionally is we would sabotage that car. So that, you know, coming from nearly 20 years ago, Jane sitting in the news booth, getting ready to present a serious bulletin, probably involving a plane crash or something, pushes the button and she hears...
Okay, we've got the hijack story. We start with that.
Yeah, first up.
Then we'll go straight into the AIDS survey. Right, then the condom swagger thing.
That'd be great. Right, then it's weather and stuff. It should be
fellas,
fine. Great.
Fellas, where's Jane? Look, it's 5 seconds to news. Where is she?
I saw her go out before. Where'd she go?
Look, just run the thing.
In fact, I used to say, the boys, sometimes I'd do it and I'd look through the glass window and Tom Gleisner and Michael Veitch, I think, who was with us at the time, dropped their pants in front of me. But that was difficult because I was reading a story about someone who'd been murdered. And I there, I was fumbling and laughing. And, I'm sorry, I apologise to the family. Anyway. Ridiculous.
Michael Veitch, any excuse to drop the pants.
Can I just say, Andrew called in earlier. We were talking in the news. I said that a man had married a goat. He said that in the Herald Sun in Melbourne on Sunday, he said that the goat had died. So now he's a widower. So a big hello to anyone out there who's mourning the loss of their animal bride.
Just got our kids surviving.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, what
happened? He was doing change. He soiled the program.
Wow.
Give yourself some change for a dollar, buddy.
Oh, that's going to 10 cents, don't
we? We'll be back with more, hopefully, in a moment.
That's all right.
Oh. Okay, so we can get this on Triple M around the nation. Shane Kennedy is with us. There was something on TV last night. I don't know if this is only for our Melbourne listeners, the Carl Williams story.
Yes, it's been, of course, the big underworld, gangland murders, et cetera, et cetera. We hope there's an end to this nasty cavalcade of murder.
And, I mean, people around the country would know Carl Williams, the boy who ate all the pie. He's been put away for 35 years now.
Say that joke now. You're away for 35.
Yes, actually, Chopper Reid was interviewed in this sort of story that was featured on him last night on television. And Chopper said, in his inimitable way, listen, I wouldn't actually know Carl Williams if he was standing in a Wheaties. And I'll just forgive me, Chop Chop, if I get this a little bit incorrect, but it was something that went like this. But as far as I'm concerned, Carl Williams is a fat-ass jelly bum dickhead.
There you go.
Okay.
Let him host the Logies. Let Chopper Reid host the Logies.
That's a good idea.
You know what? I agree.
Chopper and McFarlane.
Chopper and McFarlane. And who's that bloke, Roger Rogerson?
Oh, yeah, he's
on the media.
Yeah, he's getting around, isn't he?
Let him through the green room.
All these women, though, they're involved. It's a circus. It's brilliant. It's, you know, and I think there's this 21-year-old, very attractive young lad, comely lad.
Yes.
Who's claiming to be Carl's girlfriend. He's away till he's 70, and it's just quite fascinating. I'm very concerned she thinks this is going to bring her fame and fortune. She's going to be asked to be on Dancing with the Stars.
What did Carl say? He said he's still pulling them.
Yeah, he's still pulling them from jail. He yelled that from the dock.
In
my defense, Your Honor.
Now, were you at the Logie show?
I was. I have not been for 5 years. Actually, I haven't been invited for 5 years.
Right.
But we were
what
nominated.
Did you do last time?
Yes, no, exactly what I did wrong. No, I have been sitting at home watching it all these years. And we went along. But just that red carpet thing, I know it's cliched and boring to say, it's really nerve-wracking. But it's now at least half a kilometre long to get down there.
Yes.
It is lined with hundreds and hundreds of people and photographers and reporters and people with radio mics and things like that. And it's really aggressive. People are just yelling at you, really, like, Jane, Jane! I booked!
Do I owe you money?
What is it? They're going, come here! I'm saying no! And you just get this feeling, just want to get off it. It's just so... Yeah, it's really
did you do any interviews? Did you do any stop and chat?
Oh, I sort of did, and you know, I just sounded, I just felt very silly standing there. I was talking about a dress that was 5 years old, but I didn't have to specifically make it to the ladies.
Oh,
I think she thought I was kidding when I said, you know, it actually is 5 years old. So you're right. Exactly.
Security.
Exactly.
Yeah. 5 year old dress.
Oh.
Take her down.
It's so impressive though when you see people comfortable.
Yes.
I'm so impressed, and Megan Gale knows the moves. And there's a big podium that you get on,
oh.
And she's got about between 5 to 10 moves up her sleeve. And I'm so impressed, and I'll never be there, I know.
And you're right, and you see it, because you don't see it in when you see the still shots, because it's just in the poses, but when you see the video footage, and it's this one. Now, cop this
it's
one.
Like the Madonna.
The back hitting one. Yeah.
The back is the thing, and if you've got a good back, yeah, you really do that action. And oh, look, it was a good night, I have to say.
Where were you sitting? Like, what was your?
We were sort of in the middle. I had a couple of naughty schoolboys behind me.
Really? Who was that?
In the form of Richard Wilkins and Carl Stefanovic.
Oh, wow. The dick and the bot.
They were up to a bit of mischief, both two. Yeah, they were a bit of good fun. When Avril Lavigne came on and sang Girlfriend, I looked around the room and people, it was like they were watching a documentary on the Kokoda channel. Their eyes were just popping out of their head. And I was next to some of the ABC reporters as well.
I heard them singing along.
And Peter Harvey was just his arms crossed too on the channel. He was just staring sort of with a furrowed brow. And it was, that was an odd choice.
I preferred her earlier work. Speaker Boy is my favourite track.
When Hughesy did his quip about Carl Sandilands, did you say that?
Yeah, wonderful. How quickly did they cut to it?
Yeah.
It was nice. Well, they were sort of nearby, and Carl's fiancée, Tamara, really cacked herself, and then realised, oh, hang on, oh, no, that's not funny. I just saw the body language really change quick mark.
There was some talk in the paper this week that Kyle and Tamara had filmed their, the lead up to their wedding and everything. It was going to be a reality show.
Oh, I believe this is going to be true.
And then I don't know if this is right, but it's in the paper that they watched it back and decided it was rubbish. We weren't going to broadcast it, which I guess we should be, thankful.
Really? I'm feeling about that, because I was really looking forward to seeing that.
I mean, if Flavour of Love can go to air, if Mini-Me nude on a little wheelchair driving around a house being chased by the middle kid from the Brady Bunch could be an entire half-hour of reality TV, which it is,
surely that can go to air.
And Florence Henderson didn't make an appearance as well, because she pops up in...
She's the voice
Carol Brady.
Of reason. She's always there advising the Brady. And you go, don't they remember when she slept with Shakes the Clown in that podcast? Old great movie. Remember that? She's wanted. Okay, look. Leads us to relationship deal breakers. See, we've
got... I've got a clip, which we'll do in the next break.
Let's do that next. I'll get this. Put in here to hear this on Triple M, where Jane Kennedy's with us. Death of Lord Mountbatten, reported. Is that from that era?
It was about that. Princess Diana is heading off to a charity ball.
Those were the days. What are we talking about here? Have you got a clip for us there? Yeah. I get up and watch the Today Show every morning.
Yeah,
it puts me in the happy mood. You see me when I get to work.
Mm.
And so this morning, lucky weather guy, Steve Jacobs, he was down at a museum in Melbourne because they had a brand new exhibition of ancient Chinese artifacts.
Yes.
And let's have a listen to how Steve got us in there.
We're down at the Melbourne Museum this morning.
Have you ever done any of that kind of stuff, Jay? I mean, you've done a bit of serious reporting on the TV. Did you ever have to be fired out of a cannon doing
something? No. Well, you know that I used to work on a program that was sort of more like a reporting show, like doing...
You were on Nightlife with Gavin Wood and Ollie Martin. Ollie Martin, the writer-director of Houseboat Horror.
Yes, I've worked with legends.
How did you not end up in Houseboat?
It was already been made. In fact, they were editing it, probably illegal, I think, at Channel 10 at the time. And the editing I was already finished. That and a few porn movies.
Yeah.
Through the keeper. But no, I remember that Tony Martin has reminded me of the time that I did this report on a suburb in Melbourne called Dandenong, which is perhaps not your poshest suburb around. And it was the opening of a new night spot.
Oh.
And I'm sitting at the bar and I open the story of me sitting on a bar stool with a cocktail in my hand and the barman behind me and umbrellas in the cocktail room. I turn around and I go, thank you, Charles. Yes, at last, class and sophistication has come to Dandenong with the opening of the new hotel. Cheers. That was my big story. And I did a full-on proper story and many of those on Nightlife, introducing viewers to the highlights of the underworld, basically, of Melbourne.
But the reason I remember it is because it was about three people behind you, and I remember saying to you, were they the only three people in the restaurant? And they had to be herded into the background of the shot. Jay goes, yes.
Because it was shot at, like, 11 in the morning. And it was, like, some early, so it was, like, some really old
people. All right.
Trying to use them up.
Nothing against the Nong, of course. What are we talking about here? Relationship deal breakers. Mm-hmm. Now, do we have a reason for this?
No.
Does that have to do with your life here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, it is. My friend, I had a friend that was seeing...
Really, this friend?
Yeah. No, honestly, a friend.
Really? Yeah. Honestly, a friend.
Is John?
No, it was, John.
I can't say. No, I won't say that.
Don't say it.
So, anyway, this friend of mine was seeing somebody, and he said to me the other day, oh, I think I've got to break it off. And I said, why? He goes... Because I just don't like being seen in public with her. And I said, I said, you probably should break it off. And I'm not. And then he got dumped by her the next day. And then he called me up and went, can you believe it? Can you believe it? She dumped me. Can you believe it?
But why didn't he want to be seen in public with her?
I have no idea.
Well, that's pretty tough.
Yeah.
That's harsh.
But that's a deal breaker right there, my friends. Mr. Marsden, come on, surely you've had some deal breaking action.
You know, now and again you meet people who just, I mean, after 17 years on the air, they don't get or like The Simpsons. There's still a few out there.
Yeah.
Some people who just don't, can't wrap their head around the fact that it's really clever and funny. Mm. That's a deal breaker.
Mm. Is that right?
I think that's probably
fair enough.
Yeah.
You can go out with someone who didn't laugh at The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to, you know, TV and movies, but The Big Lebowski as well. You've got to like The Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah. I lost all of my credibility with a friend of mine who I used to recommend movies to.
Yeah.
And with The Lebowski, he did not like it. He didn't laugh once, and he won't answer the phone.
Really?
Anymore. Just that's it. None of my movie recommendations have taken. Have you seen The Big Lebowski?
Yes, I have, of course. It's all right.
There's not a lot of story. You know, you don't get into it. It's just funny scenes and funny people, and it's just a fun place to be for a couple of hours.
Rich, we could go out.
Let's do it. I like it. Have you been the victim of...
What about you, Martin?
Well, I've been in so few relationships... And I've just always gone. I've just always gone out with women. It's like you're not interested in children, are you?
No.
Sport.
And that's it. Sport.
Yeah. Football. Do you back for anyone? Football.
No. Right. As simple as that. There'll be nothing for me tonight.
So when it's a sunny day, you just go door knocking, and there's a lady inside.
Yeah. What was the thing we were talking about? You saw that movie, Children of Men.
Oh yeah. That's good fun.
Richard describing it, saying it's a nightmarish vision of a dystopic future where there are no children. No one can have children. I'm going. Sounds great. It sounds fantastic. Restaurants will be quiet. Movies won't be interrupted.
People's weddings won't be interrupted by crying babies right at the, you know, important moment.
Budgets will be full of things for people who aren't in families. There are some of us out there, you know.
Oh, you're right.
I know. All right, it's turning slowly but surely into grumpy old men.
Okay.
Let's not have that. Call us up with your relationship deal breakers. You can have laid them down yourself or been... subjected
cop one.
Yeah. Been at either end of a relationship deal breaker. 133353.
I think it's a watch this space situation.
The massive pulling power of Nissan Navara. It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. We're talking relationship deal breakers, and just before we went back on air, Ed was going for a few of his own.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot. We could just do a segment with you. Jane Kennedy is with us.
I once had a guy, when he wrote me a poem, a real one.
A poem?
Mm.
Was it good?
Can you remember it?
No, I've erased it.
Was it kind of...
It was really, like, you know, loving them and stuff.
Yeah, gotta hate that.
I just can't... Yeah, poetry is not my thing.
Poetry, well, maybe... Let's see what the listeners have.
Hi, Katrina, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
We're excellent. Deal breaker?
I actually broke up with somebody because he didn't like my cat.
And how many cats do you have?
I have three. I'm a vet nurse, so my animals are fairly important to me, and he said they weren't funny enough.
Funny enough? They didn't have enough material.
Yep.
Has he ever seen the cat's performance in the first Austin Powers movie? It's hysterical. Dr. Evil's white cat.
Your cats in general, or just your cats, weren't funny enough?
I've seen my cats.
Oh, your cats.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm with him. Sorry.
Really?
Obviously, Ian Campbell would like to get your number.
Hey, Katrina, do your cats, do they go and sit in the sink? Do they?
Yes, I have one cat that
sits in the
sink.
And he didn't think that was funny enough.
Come on,
bro.
Anyway.
All right, that's a deal breaker. Mm. We've got a whole lot more lined up and ready to go. We'll meet him next. I'll get this. It's you too. Beautiful day here at Get This on Triple M. Jane Kennedy is with us, and we're canvassing the audience for relationship deal breakers.
Hello, Jeff. How are you?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Excellent, sir. What happened?
Well, let's just say I was going out with a couple of girls for a couple of weeks, and I was quite keen on her, and we eventually one night spent the night together.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next morning we were lying in bed watching TV, and that Crazy Frog song came on the TV.
Yeah.
And, well, that was it. That was enough.
Oh, she liked it?
She liked it. She said, I love this song.
Oh.
And that was it. Couldn't go on from there.
You're out the door before the final verse?
I politely dropped her back at home and then put her on total radio silence.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, as simple as that.
As simple as that.
Was there any other song that would have done it? Like Turtle?
Nothing incites anger as much as that song, does it?
The ketchup song came on, or maybe the Macarena.
We like to party. The Finger Boy.
Thank you, Jim. A song, a single song.
All right.
That's tough. People can have eclectic tastes, you see.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Like, moi.
Oh, really? Crazy Frog? Yes,
well, you did do that Venga, all that.
Venga Boy.
Kind of partial to that.
Steal My Sunshine by Len.
Oh, that was good stuff.
Yeah, good.
What about Under My Umbrella? Ella.
No.
By Rihanna.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Oh, it's Photos Africa.
Yeah. Deal breaker. Who else has got one here?
What have we done? Hello, James. How are you?
Yeah, good. Guys, yourself?
Whoa, excellent.
Are you Sting?
No, I'm not.
Who is your deal breaker, mate?
Well, I met this nice girl. I thought I'd invite her home for dinner.
And a Crazy Frog, sure.
Oh, yes. And I thought I'd get a latest release out. It was with Brian Brown, Heath Ledger. It was called Two Hands.
Yes.
We got the first 10 minutes into it, and she told me to turn it off. The language was too foul.
Pretty good film, and Brian Brown's really on fire in that one.
Man,
I thought, if you can't handle that language, you can't handle my mother, so that's
it. Fair enough.
Your mum looks like Brian Brown, or
like a bit of a pirate.
Thank you, James.
A song, a movie.
Yeah, it's about territory.
What else we got?
Bruce, how are you? Bruce?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, excellent, sir. What's our deal breaker?
I've got a friend who lives in Sydney, and she went out with a guy on a date, and he ordered a steak that's got it well done.
Yeah.
And she said, no, you can't do that. Yes, but he didn't get a second date.
They're not a vegetarian. I don't mind the meat being burnt, but just not that much.
That's very unsophisticated.
That is,
yeah, no, you've got to have it medium rare or rare.
Or blue.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what? That's rubbish. You can have it well done.
You think?
Yeah, but the chef might spit on it.
What?
Yeah, that's what they do sometimes, because they don't like to overcook the meat. And sometimes chefs just give it a quick 1-2.
What about medium well? That's what I get.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. Don't go to well.
How's he travelling these days, Bruce?
It was a she. She canned him.
Oh, you're okay.
All unusual, really.
Yeah, well, good luck for that one.
Fair enough. Hello, Ian. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm a little bit upset at the spitting on the steak. tell me, what's your deal breaker, homie?
It was actually my sister-in-law.
Good.
And I'm not absolutely sure if this was the deal breaker, but it was one I heard yesterday. It was like their whole marriage was like.
You're not Russell Crowe, are you?
No. Their whole marriage was like the War of the Roses. Do you remember that movie? The whole thing was like that. But in the end, she, after that, having a kid, she discovered religion in the form of exercise. Became intensely, like, to get her pre-baby figure and all that stuff back. And tried to get, just badgered him to come out with him. And she, he was more of the, like, Tony style, I think, of sedentary habits. So this, it got to the point where she would run and he would drive the car beside her.
Well, she was Robert De Castella and he's in the support car.
And this relationship ended?
Yeah.
I just put the foot on the accelerator. Kept going. It was gone. Kept all that Gatorade.
All right. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you, Ian. And thank you for accusing me of being sedentary.
I don't know what that means.
Does that mean a cliff face that's crumbling? I'm not sure.
Put him in half sitter.
What do you mean you bloomed in autumn?
We know what we're talking about here.
Hi, Rob.
How you going?
Excellent, sir. Your deal breaker?
I invited a girl out from work one time and went to the pub and she got really, really drunk and went outside to smoke some wacky tobacco and stole my mate's car to drive home with and pranked it and got done DUI.
What was the deal breaker? I don't understand. That's hilarious.
I'd just like to see. Could have at least have driven through the front of someone's house.
Yeah.
That's putting it. Well, that's quite a story.
What a girl.
Next thing everybody called him a deal breaker. Jane, now, can I ask? I know you have children, but do you have a dog? Because I remember Jess passed away a few years ago. Mm-hmm. A wonderful dog. Jess might have even appeared on the telly a few times.
She did. She was the cocaine sniffing dog in the late show.
Fantastic.
German Shepherd. Yeah.
And you've not got a new dog?
No, it's just I can't. No, even, I can't put three in nappies. What can I say?
Right.
I'm not toilet training anything more.
I actually I interviewed my dog on the show the other day. Ed, you weren't here. You missed that. We've had a few requests. Yes, B. Nigel Green has emailed, wants to hear the interview with my dog. That'll be next on Get This. Leave Me Alone, says Pink. Here at Get This, I'm happy to. Jane Kennedy is sitting in. And Jane, we were just talking about YouTube. So much of our old work keeps popping up on there. The olden days is doing the rounds.
I still enjoy having a little look at that.
There's a few topical references, but mostly, what were you saying? Cecilia got you to quote a line?
Well, you said she saw it before, and I said, yes, one of the gents says, has anybody seen those bread rolls? And my character, Carolyn, she said, I'm sorry, I don't understand a word you're saying. I can't hear a word you're saying. And she's got the bun, hair bun.
It's great.
I have to look it up on YouTube.
It's classic. YouTube is what it is.
Now, the best bit in the old days, my favourite bit is that
they don't want jokes about that. They want jokes about big tits and small dicks.
And the guy just looks down.
The guy looks down. We were so happy with that. We took a week off after that guy looked down. Ed Heavily wasn't here a couple of weeks ago. Cal Wilson filled in. And Tom Gleisner. And I brought in an interview that I'd done at home with my dog. Here it is again.
Testing. Have you ever rented a video?
Yep.
That's fine. Okay, B.
Sid.
Ready? Sweet. Good girl. Here's a big.
No, you're not going to get one every time. Okay? Got a lot to get through here.
Say hello to Cal Wilson. And any cats you might have.
Okay. Just testing. Richard Marsland's here. And Tom Gleisner by the next hour.
Tom's got a dog.
Very good. All right, B. What I want from you is $1 for yes, $2 for no.
Lips of an Angel, one of your favourites?
All right.
How do you think Capril's been?
Well, there wasn't even a question.
No, it was not.
Now, you're not having a bit.
No, you're not.
Can I have a sausage?
Do you want to do soft?
Here we go.
I wanna really, really, really wanna zing a zing.
There's a bit. And a sausage.
Stop thinking about that crumb under the fridge.
All right, we've got to get on with the show. Ed Cavalier's not here.
He's not. He's, no. And if he, we were recording this at home, you wouldn't be getting any sandwich. This doesn't make any sense.
Hey, what did you think of that donkey courtroom thing he did the other day? Exactly. All right. Back to the studio.
You know, and I'm imagining though you smiling all the way through.
Yeah, it's a Labrador. You've got a Labrador. And big cats.
Yeah.
And nothing left on the floor of your kitchen. Ever. Thank you. Regularly, every day. Jane, thanks for coming in.
Pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Good luck in that room.
Oh, thanks. Hopefully someone. Oh, I forgot to get a babysitter.
That'd be right.
That'll be right.
Love it in the car. And our key phrase today, what do you think it was, Mr. Barnes?
What do we have?
That thing of bacon.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of bacon.
We're putting this show together. It is like Walter Robert. He's just laid down the train tracks just before we leave.